chicken, yogurt, beef, certain type of milk, certain type of paper product, certain type of toiletry item. What are you having problems finding at the grocery store? It's the WMAY Morning News Feed, 217-629-7970. I've seen photos from all across the country about grocery store shelves that are not as full as one would expect. And I've myself had some problems getting certain items. Megan and I, we don't necessarily go inside the grocery store. We've been doing the virtual shopping years before the pandemic even hit. So we go to one particular grocery store. It's real easy. Their online function has really evolved in the years that we've used it. But even when we do the online shopping, there's time and again where we order a certain type of chicken and nothing gets delivered, right? So what are you finding to have problems finding at the grocery store? 217-629-7970. Again, 217-629-7970. Let's go ahead and hear about it. Good morning. You're on WMAY.
Yeah, to be honest, I work at a retail store, and I get plenty of people that come through my lanes like, oh, I can't find this. And I'm often having to go, okay, it's probably something about supply chain issues. I don't know.
So you get people asking you what's going on here, and you're a clerk trying to just manage the day-to-day operations there. You're being expected to know about all of these different items and where they're at in the supply chain?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a bagger. I don't know anything about this, man.
That's got to be frustrating, right? I mean, because how often does this happen where people approach you as an employee at a retail outlet with them bringing their concerns, their grievances to you?
It's honestly way too much.
I'm sorry you got to put up with that, man. That's like, you guys are the heroes right now, having to deal with all of this. So I appreciate you sharing your story. Have you noticed what items are you seeing that aren't on the shelves as they typically were?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just as frustrated as you guys, man. Our store hasn't had chicken biscuits for like 3 months.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's a pretty specific item, but listen, people want their chicken biscuits.
Man, I don't want my chicken biscuits. Those things are good.
I appreciate the call. All right, 217-629-7970. What are some of the items you're having problems finding at the grocery store? I tell you, one day I did go into the grocery store. I needed to pick up a few things that we were doing some food prep, and we needed some vegetables, and they didn't come through when we ordered them. So I walked into the grocery store, and this was a couple of weeks ago. And it was right after New Year's, so I wasn't sure if it had to deal with, you know, a lot of people on New Year's getting all the items they needed for their New Year's Eve parties or whatever. But the produce section at the grocery store was barren. I couldn't find any spinach. They didn't have any cilantro. They had very few other types of produce. It was a sight to see, something pretty wild, but definitely something that I noticed when I did walk into the grocery store. But there are other things that have just been difficult to come across. Certain types of chicken, we like boneless chicken thighs. A certain type of yogurt. I know it sounds silly, but we get this Icelandic yogurt for our shakes. We didn't get that last time, so right now, sorry, Megan, but our shakes don't have that Siggy's skier. So might have to bounce over to the local store here and see if I can find some yogurt. But there's certain items that just we're having trouble finding. What are you having trouble finding? Good morning. You're on WMAY.
Well, good morning, Greg. You know, there's only a couple things that I've actually noticed that concern me is heavy whipping cream, you know, and because I like to put that in my coffee as opposed to just regular cream. And
well, that regular cream, you say, quote unquote, regular cream is like hydrogenated soy oil or something. It's not even cream.
Well, I don't know. I like the heavy whipping cream. It's good. It's more flavorful.
We do that too.
It's, it's kind of buttery. And then, of course, Bushmills, the whiskey. Over at the Hy-Vee, I mean, they haven't had it for months. So I'm like, what's up with the Bushmills?
Interesting.
As well, I'll check on it.
Interesting.
And, yeah.
Heavy whipping cream and whiskey. You could be using the heavy whipping cream to make some kind of whiskey drink. I don't know what that would be.
No, I put that in my coffee with the Bushmills.
There you go. Okay, so I figured it had something to do with getting your coffee jazzed up a bit. Appreciate that. 217-629-7970. What items are you having problems finding at the grocery store? Good morning.
Hey, morning, Greg.
Hey.
The biggest thing I find is beef and then, like, boneless chicken. Although I don't shop at a normal grocery store for those. I go to actual butchers for them, you know, like Magro Meats, that kind of stuff. You can find what you need. But just going to a normal grocery store to get any kind of beef or chicken, it's hard to find sometimes. It really is. It's not. And then even then, it's not even that fresh. So.
Well, and that's something we've been doing recently, too, is we've been going to, like, Magro's, for instance, and buying the frozen meats there and just keeping it stored in a freezer and dipping into that throughout when we can't find things. We get, like, you know, half chickens, various types of beef cuts and steak cuts and hamburger meats and stuff like that. So we've got that stored essentially in a freezer, and we're rotating through that. But sometimes, you know, you need something that's in the fridge ready to go that's not having to thaw so you can make dinner for that night. And when it comes to the chicken, that's a really easy thing to do. But it's just, for whatever reason, finding that type of chicken it's hard to come by.
Yeah, it is. It's hard. It's not consistent, that's for sure.
Yeah, frustrating, man. I appreciate the call. 217-629-7970. What do you think? What are you having trouble finding? While we wait for another call here, let's rock out together, all right? Seen this, be sure to look up on YouTube when you're on hold with customer service and they drop this banger. All right, good morning. You're on WMAY. Oh, would have been. All right. Well, let's hear some more of that. (laughs) 217-629-7970 is the phone number. Somebody on Facebook here saying that it's going to get worse, the supply chain issues. They say that China is shutting down its major ports because of another virus, they say. But that's been the case this whole time, is the supply chain's been rocked by the persistent problems with staffing. Truckers, there aren't enough truckers that are available to take on all the demand. You've got a variety of other issues with the costs of, let's say, you know, fertilizer and feed for animals, and that could be playing into it as well. So there's a whole host of issues, but interesting to hear some of the things that people are having trouble finding at the grocery store, from beef to chicken biscuits to paper products. Because remember, at the beginning of the pandemic, what was the item that everybody was freaking out about? Toilet paper. And when you saw the aisles just emptied of toilet paper, that caused some people to panic. Fascinating to see all this. And I don't think that it's just a bread and milk deal, right? It wasn't just the recent storms that blasted through, causing people to freak out to try to get their bread and milk. But, that could play into it as well. With some storms that have been blowing through, there could be, that inability to get those staples, that bread and milk that everybody loves. I want to hear from you. 217-629-7970. What do you think? What are you not able to find?
I got to get the bread and milk. Oh, my God. I got to get the bread and milk. They said snow. I gotta get the bread and milk! Oh my God!
Oh.
I gotta get the bread and milk! Oh,
that's
my
just
God.
A classic video. 2013, comedian named Vic. It's so funny. It's got, that video, by the way, has 20 million views now. That's incredible. Good morning. You're on WMAY.
That made my day. Thank you, Greg. Sure. That video was absolutely hilarious.
It's epic.
We, in the beginning of all this crap, hand sanitizer and Clorox wipes.
Okay, sure.
That was the thing that, but just besides on, you know, on the side of TP, Those were the two things that we were having a hard time finding. But now it's Purdue chicken.
A specific type of chicken you're not having a good time finding.
Well, and that's also due to having kids because, you know, they're very specific on their chicken. So, and it's the ones that are breaded with vegetables.
Oh, so it's like a pre-breaded type of chicken.
Yeah. Gotcha. It's basically their chicken nuggets, you know?
Right.
You know, I'm having a hard time finding them. But, of course, every time I do find them, I find them at the, you know, rich people Wally World, which is Target.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, so I'm paying like an extra $3 for a bag. But, of course, you know, we do what we got to do for our kids.
That's right. Yep. So, you got to get them their chicken nuggets because, by golly, you don't want an irate toddler on your hands, right?
Can't have a, you know, freaky four-year-old. So
pulling your hair and punching you in the face and giving me my nuggets.
Exactly.
All right. I appreciate
it. I want my nuggies.
I appreciate that. It's the WMAY morning news feed. And it's amazing to see the grocery store situation still playing out like this with shortages, with supply chain issues, bread and milk. Oh, boy. What are you going to do about it? I guess just find some alternatives. You know, when you're given lemons, make some lemonade. When life throws chaos at you, play some jazz. All right? Okay. All right, it's the WMAY morning news feed. Appreciate everybody chiming in on that. Now, 8:22, you're